So I guess what we're trying to say here on Sit Talk is, you know, Kendrick understood you before and I get you better now, but we finally hit something where it was like, why?
Well, I mean, there's always been examples of it over the years.
I guess that's fair.
But for me, it's usually like, I can usually get past it. This was one that I'll give it another episode because the pilot might have been a little chunky, but...
I feel like I'm like that as well, like... But I mean, not me for reasons, like, because you and I don't live together. Hi, everybody. This is Sit Talk.
This is Kendrick.
And I'm Kyle Hagen.
This is
Sit
Talk.
Kyle Parker Hagen. Kendrick, today we have Jeff some Rowe. Terrible news. No, we don't. I'm just kidding, guys.
Say, what's our terrible news today? I feel like it's been a long time since we recorded.
It has.
But I don't know.
Because I'm a terrible human being who just keeps canceling on you.
Is it because Sit Talk give us money?
Sit Talk's giving us money. Oh! I will say that off of the IRS records, even though I have the taxes and stuff set up for Spreadshirt, we got our first, like, you know, $23 from Spreadshirt.
Hey.
Which means that 12 things were ordered.
12?
12 things, because we get about $2 a thing.
So, thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for buying our
Turns out, Spreadshirt has been the best financial decision that we've ever made.
I'm sorry. We have made $14 from Google AdSense in the last 2 years, so you're right.
And we've had Spreadshirt open for...
a month.
12 minutes.
Quick plug, I guess. Spreadshirt is a really cool site.
Check it out. Make sure you pick colors that fit, because sometimes the default one doesn't look as great with the color you pick.
Yep, and that's because I don't have a color sense.
That's what I have to play that over you now. Anyway,
it's a highball, give us money.
Yes, that's what my mom was saying, is that she got it defaulted to black text and it looked okay on the preview, but on the shirt,
on the purple,
it's really
one.
Hard to see. Yeah, so.
Yeah. And as soon as I built that site, Amy had went on it and was like, "These are weird," and started changing all the colors. And I was like, "I wish you would have told me that when I was building them."
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, thanks, Amy.
Amy, you're now our official product designer.
I told her that, and then she like laughed at me and went to sleep.
Send her a login. People like it when you send them logins.
They love it. Like, it's just like sending a meeting without any subject or agenda. Like,
hey, here's your login.
Except for it feels way more like you're like, what do I need to log into?
It's at least empowering, because at least you have something to do with it. I mean, meetings are just like, well, there goes an hour of my life.
But Spreadshirt does a lot of random like discounts, so I'm trying to keep them up to date. Like last week, it was like, oh, here's 2 days where hoodies are 15% off,
and
I was like,
what?
Oh god, it's over. It was the St. Patrick's Day thing. Okay, let's talk about that, because I don't know what has been happening lately, but I've been confused about dates for some reason. So. It first happened when I thought Beauty and the Beast had already came out, because we're Amy and I are going to go see it.
I thought it did, too.
Yeah, right? But it hasn't. It comes out today.
Oh.
Right? And people are reviewing it and all this stuff. I think it's because there's a bunch of hubbub about, like, Disney putting a gay character in a movie, so America had to explode for a second.
Oh.
And then the next thing that happened was St. Patrick's Day. When I was in Orlando, there was, like, 15 St. Patrick's Day parades, and everybody was celebrating, and I was like, what the hell's happening? I thought this was later in the month.
Yeah,
and it turns out it is. It's March 17th or something. But
Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day are adjacent somehow.
Okay.
As soon as you get off the high from celebrating Valentine's Day, you start celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
And as soon as that ends, like a month later,
Arbor
Day. Right into Easter.
Oh, okay.
And then from Easter, there's like a lull.
4th of July?
And then the 4th of July.
Okay.
And then another lull where you go outside for a bit.
And you decide that it's not for
And
you.
Then Labor Day.
This isn't for me. This isn't my life.
But Labor Day doesn't have quite enough themes yet. I don't know what Labor Day themes will be. But
just barbecues, basically.
Well, I mean, but you got, like, shamrocks and hearts.
No, but,
and
like,
fireworks.
They celebrated St. Patrick's Day in Denver on the 11th, which was, if I did my math correctly, 6 days early.
Yeah, but they always picked the weekend before the weekend after.
It confused me, because I felt like...
Confused and angered, Morbo!
I was going to say that, too, but I didn't understand... why, like, I felt like I was missing all these dates. I was like, what else have I missed? And luckily I hadn't missed, like, Mother's Day or anything like that, because I was, oh man, it was just weird. I keep having these occurrences where I'm like, what the fuck day is it? Or rather, I thought this thing happened on a different day.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that if it's not on my calendar, it doesn't exist.
Fair.
I mean, and so, like, I've been just now putting Google Calendar events for even, like, the smallest things that I need to remember are happening.
For what it's worth, St. Patrick's Day was on my Google Calendar from somebody doing it.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I should check Facebook.
I don't know who it was, but it was. I mean, I've got all my calendars linked into my phone now. Mm-hmm. I've had that for a while, and that's the only thing that keeps me from even. That's how I show up to anything ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know. So that's why I was talking to you about
somewhere
it.
Somewhere along the line, I actually. Someone had it. I don't know who, but it's out there.
Whoa! Traffic's. What the hell? Construction is different.
Yeah.
I leave for 1 week, and, like, world is fucking changed.
Yeah. The whole thing's different now.
Watch out, man. It's
still stupid.
There's a cop on our right. I'm not going to look at him, but I'm just going to tell you.
I'm not going to look at him, but I am going to very pointedly not look at him.
So I asked someone, when I was in Orlando, I said, oh man, look at that guy back there. He kind of looks like someone. And they went like this. They did this thing, and you guys aren't going to see this, but I'll describe it to you. They look left first, and the guy was behind him on the right. They look forward again. They look back. They look to the right just enough to not see the guy. They like look left really far, and then they look right really far. And I'm like, why didn't you just fucking look at him? What is this, like, I like the theatrical nature of what you did, but you can look at people.
Usually, I go for the next stretch, like the whole this one.
Oh. And you actually just popped your neck, though.
Yeah.
But do you do that every time? Is that part of it?
Yeah.
You make sure that, like...
Because then anyone watching is like, that guy just stretches his neck.
Can you just pop your neck whenever?
Usually, it's pretty tight.
Oh, dude, I have been feeling that. Like, is it like, is your neck much like when you, like... So, when I get up a lot lately, I find that if I have to, like, lean forward and, like, pop my back. Yeah. Is that just kind of, like, what your neck's like all the time?
Yeah. Where I wake up in the morning and I do this, and the noises wake Kate up if she's not already awake.
Whoa. You're like an alarm.
Alarming.
It's alarming how much your body pops. I think it's time for another eventing. Hopefully we can get out of the Trump nonsense and just look at some, interesting stuff.
Trumpsons.
Somebody said that... I will make a point to say this because it was funny to me last night, and it kind of epitomizes a lot of things I'm found frustrating lately. There's been a lot of different things coming out about Iron Fist, which comes out today, everybody, so you should watch it. Not today. This Friday we recorded this, which is the insert date here.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, sure. Is it really today? So today is St. Patrick's Day.
Thought so.
Do you see what I'm saying? My fucking mind is gone.
You're a mess.
You're a hot mess.
But you're hot, so that's all right.
Hey, I'm winking at whoever's listening. Some people said that Danny Rand reminds them too much of Trump, and so they didn't like Iron Fist. And I was like, oh man, why, Aaron? And he said, well, I didn't really read the article, but it was probably because he was, he's like a kind of douchey rich guy who owns a company. And I was like, well, Iron Man's a douchey rich guy who owns a company. And he's like, yeah, that's fair. And I was like, so it must be just something more arbitrary is what I started. I just stopped and ignored Aaron at this point and started going off on my own tangent in my head. Was like, I know, right? I was like, well, I didn't like Iron Fist because he was blonde and Trump's blonde. So I don't really like that. And that made me uncomfortable to watch it because it reminded me too much
of Trump. I feel personally like, because of the way this whole thing's going, I want to crash that more. It's like, I didn't like Iron Fist because he's tall and Trump is tall. So
that's what I said, dude. I was like, I don't like Iron Fist because he got into a plane accident and Donald Trump got into a plane accident. And like, no, he didn't. I was like, yeah, I'm just making stuff up now.
It doesn't even matter. I'm just deciding things I don't like.
So I was just sitting there like, it made me think of it because obviously if we talk about top news stories, we're going to see some type of Trump story. And I want to really watch Iron Fist because I'm excited to see it. But I'm now, like, sad that people's reviews of Iron Fist are being swayed by...
A review.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, heard it from two people that maybe they read the same review or not.
Probably read the same review.
Were like, you know, oh, I heard it wasn't that good because of blank. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. I'm just going to watch it anyway because I want Defenders to be cool. What is happening? What does 4G mean? If I sit here with 5 bars of 4G and I type in top news and it doesn't show up, do you hear it in the forest when it falls?
I think the correct answer is, go fuck your hat.
I don't wear hats, so that's a good thing.
Go find a hat.
Until this happens.
And fuck it.
I recently when a Kickstarter takes so long, I forget that I have it.
Right.
And then sometimes I get it. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Surprise.
This happened to me with the Dresden Files, a card game, cooperative card game. So a long time ago, this company called Evil Hat put out a Kickstarter for a Dresden Files, like, you know, tag team card game. And I was like, oh man, this is awesome. I love Dresden Files. And so I kicked it. And I just got the box, and I'm like looking through all this stuff, and I'm like, oh man. Because I just started listening to Dresden Files again, like, a few weeks ago. I'm on, like, Grave Peril again. And I'm just, like, so excited to try and play it, man. I want to go wreck some stuff. And you can play, like, Mouse. I mean, in case I haven't met Mouse yet. You can play, like, Michael Carpenter or, like, Susan or Karen or all the characters you can play. And it's, like, playing through either the books or what they call side jobs, which are some of the side stories they have in the universe.
Nice. I watched an episode of the TV show.
Yeah. let's discuss that, because you had mentioned that to me. And I thought that was funny because I watched it when I was younger, before I knew the books existed, before it was based on a book, right?
Yeah.
And then I got into the books somehow.
So did you watch the whole show?
I watched like half of it before, started reading the books, and then came back and watched all of it.
Interesting. Right? So that gives you a very different perspective.
Yeah, it's a weird one because I was like, oh man, have you seen the show? Have you seen the show? And it's one of those times where you're like, you can tell I'm kind of, like, new to the whole milieu, because if you actually read all the books and then watch a show, you're like, I don't ever want to talk about this show.
The show has nothing to do with it. That's basically, that's the end of it. The show has almost nothing to do with Dresden Files. And that makes it hard for me to impartially watch the show, right? And
yeah.
I think that this figures into, and this is funny because my behavior is very much in line with the kind that I usually admonish people for.
It's antithetical to what we're doing, yeah, because I feel the same way, where I'm like, this hurts me physically. So but, I can finally understand it, I guess.
And, I mean, I've understood it before, but I think there are examples, and I've always said there were examples of a story being adapted poorly.
You've chosen poorly.
And it's where, it's like iRobot, the movie iRobot.
Okay.
Has almost nothing to do with the book iRobot. It's so.
But is it like so close yet so far away, or is it like its
own thing? I think it's that I don't have a problem. There are some of the decisions that they made that I don't have a problem with.
And iRobot.
No. And iRobot was an action romp that used the name of a book.
Yeah.
And a robot.
Which usually I'm okay with.
Which I'm not against iRobot. It was an okay action movie. You got Alan Tudyk and Will Smith.
I felt the same way about Wanted. Wanted was a good action movie, but the comic was just like way better.
And it's one of those things where, yeah, okay. I mean, it happens. Dresden was so different that it was hard for me to see that.
But it still tried to force itself into like the architecture in a weird way.
I've been
trying
to make it past the first episode, but I have not yet got the energy.
Well, see, the first episode is the full Foreign Stormfront book, right? Did you notice that? Like, if you watch the whole thing, like, it goes through and you're like, oh, what is happening here?
Well, no, because it's got the kid and the ravens.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There is a Stormfront episode, I think.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that.
It's not the first one. No, you're
but,
right.
I mean, I'm watching it, and I'm trying to find good parts. And, like, some of the actors are just not there. They're just, like, you can tell they're just hanging out. A lot of the dialogue is a little stilted. And, like, it seems like it should have been made in the early 90s. Like, the style of it is, like, an early 90s, like...
But it was made in, like, 2004.
But it was, like, 2004, 2007, somewhere in there. It was, like... It's just stylistically doesn't make sense. It's anachronistic.
And I don't know. I guess for me,
you could have had the Too Many Cooks theme song as the opening, right? And it would have made as much sense as anything else.
I do finally understand what that show, and I guess I didn't understand it before, but I felt it.
Yeah.
Where I was like, man, where's his blasting? Like,
right.
Where's his like always talked about wizard staff?
Yeah.
Like. Why are they randomly changing characters? Like,
and again, I can understand changing characters. I totally get changing characters. Okay,
like, it's just weird to me that they chose to do those things, like not make Murphy blonde. Like, why?
Yeah, and that's the part I mean. Like, why is she blonde? Why?
Or why is she not? Or why is they talk about this stuff in the books a lot,
right?
And then they just it's like they just decided to say, like, oh fuck it, we don't care.
And it's like little details, like Murphy's character, at least in the pilot, was a lot weaker. Like, her character was a lot less interesting. She seemed a lot more like a bobble-headed, crappy wannabe cop kind of character, more than the will probably fuck you up, Murphy. And it was details like that where it's like, it's, all the characters seem flatter.
Very small things. Well, okay, that's true. What I was trying to get at was they chose to change things that had no merit to the stories or the quality of the show, but would piss people off if you were, like, a diehard fan.
And
it's like, well, yeah, why now, would you make those? Like, did you roll a dice or something?
There are elements that they changed that I'm indifferent about, and I'm not mad about, right?
Like,
rolling multiple characters into one character, I can live with that kind of stuff, because sometimes it makes sense. I'm trying to remember because I forget where the story started and where it would fit in, but, like, his love interest, he's got, like, several women wandering around in the first episode, and it's like, I don't understand. This one's a stripper? Or, like, I don't... It was weird. It was confusing. But, okay, fine. He can have a different love interest. He doesn't necessarily have to have the same exact... Whatever. The beetle into the Jeep?
Yeah.
That didn't bother me either. Fine. I mean... thematically, stylistically, they're comparable. Except it's usually funny that he's got... It's funnier to me that he's got an underpowered vehicle, but if you know anything about Jeeps, they're chronically underpowered. So, fine. God, I can't even, like, use the correct names because it throws me off so much, but... what's his name as? A person instead of a skull?
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, Bob having, like, a projection?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I mean, I guess I can see that because... they didn't want to put all the effort into a weird, like, animatronic skull or something, and it would okay, fine, I can live with that. I think I would have preferred it if no one else could see him or something, you know, but whatever, I don't know. So those are sort of things where, like, I'll forgive you for these things, those don't bother me that much, but then, like, he doesn't do any magic, and, like, he's not, like, as aloof and bad decision-making and tall and like his character isn't Dresden.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like they took the name but not any of the like the things that make Dresden, like the flaws and the like advantages or whatever.
They took,
you know,
the name, they took some of the characters and they took some of the concepts and they took none of the heart.
Yeah, none of the heart. That's the perfect way to say it.
Which, like, is annoying because that's the kind of stuff people always say about other adaptations I didn't like that I did like.
Yeah.
But I still always go back to Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within.
Which is, like, mostly, you should just call it The Spirits Within and let it be its own thing.
If they had just called it The Spirits Within, that would have been a fine movie. But since they called it Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within, it was a turd burglar.
Turd burglar. Oh, my God. It actively went out and stole your turds.
It took turds out of your butt.
Oh, wow. That actually seems helpful. You might not.
Yeah, but it didn't do it very nice.
No, it's not, because it robs you of the pleasure.
It doesn't take him out nice. It's a breaking and entering sort of situation.
So I guess what we're trying to say here on Sid Talk is, you know, Kendrick understood you before, and I get you better now. But we finally hit something where it was like, why?
Well, and there's always been examples of it over the years.
I guess that's fair.
But for me, it's usually like I can usually get past it. This was one that I'll give it another episode because the pilot might have been a little chunky, but.
I thought, so it got canceled, and
oh, yeah.
So you can pretty much just stop, like, there's some weird stuff that happens, and I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking when they were writing it, because it's very much like the last few seasons of Game of Thrones, where, like, they just kind of go crazy, or they kind of deviate from the books very hard, right? So, I'm okay with that, but the problem was that it got canceled, so you have all these, like
loose ends.
Abruptly dropping story arcs or like loose ends that didn't tie up, and you're like, oh man, I really wanted to see that because that seemed cool, even though the show is kind of rough. Like, oh man, well, I'm just gonna spoil it for you, but like Justin comes back at one point.
Yeah, his but uncle. Justin's his uncle this time.
Yeah, it's his uncle in the other one too in the story.
Well, they I guess they didn't start with that.
They in both of them he's their uncle. Like it's his dad's brother.
You sure.
Sister's brother.
Are you sure?
It's his mom's brother. Yes.
I was looking that up because because they mentioned it like right away. Like he's my uncle, and I'm like, I feel like that's not.
So that's you said that's not what's happening.
I don't think that's true. I went and looked at a wiki page, Dresden Wiki. You know, because there's a wiki for everything in this day and age. Because what used to be message boards is now wikis, right?
Yeah.
Thanks everybody, because it's more easily searchable. But, I mean, they changed his name, for one thing.
Did they? What did they change it to in the...
It was Justin something else. Wasn't it? Like, he had a different last name. and I think he was a slightly different character.
What's happening with my phone?
I don't know what's happening with your phone.
It's just like Google's down.
Just shitting with bricks.
Okay. Yeah, I thought he was.
I mean,
both, but
I thought he was just that random dude because he was adopted. But again, I'm only at book 6 or whatever, so I'm still. No,
because he talks about it in the first one. Like he killed his uncle. Like that's why he has the Doom of Damocles over his head in the first book.
He killed his mentor. He always calls him his mentor in the first one.
Oh, maybe I just assumed it was his uncle because I saw the show first and didn't like.
Could be because I don't believe they ever called it his. I can tell you this much: without thinking about it, it threw me off when he was calling him his uncle in the show, and I went to go look it up. So either I remembered it differently, or you remember it differently, because he's always talking about how he doesn't have any family. Never had a family since his dad died.
In the book?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then he meets, spoiler alert.
His brother.
Yeah.
You just say that. You don't have to say who it is, though.
Well, yeah.
Were you gonna?
This is something of a spoiler.
Yeah, that's fair. He meets someone he's related to.
You already said it, though.
Yeah, but, like, it's not really.
All right, well, spoiler alert for book 5 or 6 of Dresden, whatever. It's actually book three. Well, okay. He finds out. Spoiler alert for book 6. He finds out that he has a half brother.
No, you're right. You're right. It isn't book 3. I'm sorry.
Well,
because you're right. Don't listen to
this. Spoilers. I'll put the spoiler tag up there somewhere. He meets him in book 3.
Yeah.
But he doesn't find out that he's his half brother till book 6.
Yeah, and that's some really cool repercussions from that too. But I mean, I could spend a long time talking. We don't have to, but suffice it to say, you guys are like, I know I keep telling you this, but you're on the cusp of like the cool stuff because you just finished the one with Nicodemus for the first time.
Yeah, and I'm halfway through the one.
Oh, you actually kept listening?
I took a break to go listen to Bye of a Space Tyrant.
Sweet. What's in the one you just started? Is the one where he gets the dog?
I'm in the middle of the one where he's got the dog.
Oh, I think that one was so
the porn star.
I have 3 ones. That one, it's called White Knight or Summer. What is that one called? It's
Good Take.
Blood Rites, maybe. Grave Peril. Deadbeat and.
Deadbeat's the next one, yeah.
Ghost Stories is another one I really like.
Didn't you say he dies in one of them?
It's really cool. And it's not. I saw it before, yeah, and it's kind of a spoiler, but it's actually really awesome what happens. So,
okay. Yes,
he does die in one of them. And if you just read the blurbs in the back of the books and you're, like, not paying attention, you'll see it and you'll be like, oh, fucking Christ, I didn't mean to read this.
Yeah.
And they put it on the back of the fucking book, so I don't feel that guilty. But I should. But Deadbeat is awesome because it starts off at a convention called SplatterCon, which is a horror convention.
Nice.
And it's all about, like... Oh, maybe that's... Okay, and it's all about...
Fourth wall breaking?
Sorry. No, it's just really cool. There's a horror thing. But there's another one where all these necromancers come in, and that's actually my favorite one, not Ghost Stories. But anyway, I won't do this. So,
Anywho. Finished
it, because that one's a fun one, because he's just working with, like, porn stars and crazy stuff all the time.
Yeah, and the white
court. You learn a lot about the white court.
Versus the white council.
Well, there's, like, the 3 courts of vampires, right? Black court, white court, and white court.
Is there a black council? Red Council?
Perhaps. There's stuff that happens in the like last 4 that questions stuff about the White Council.
I had a feeling there was some sort of nefarious undertone there.
If you're paying attention really closely, you can kind of tell there's something going on with a bunch of stuff.
I mean, to put that many wizards together, they're bound to be able to do some kind of shit.
It's like the Council of Ricks.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, yeah, it's really interesting. And so he did, because that's the one with Nicodemus. Where he meets Gabriel or whatever his name is, the Red Court vampire, who fights at Wrigley Field,
yeah,
and with that like death magic thing that they're trying to like push back and forth,
like who has that?
Why is this?
Who would you?
And you met Ivy and Kincaid.
Yep,
those are
Kincaid.
Cool.
He hired Kincaid in this book.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because I just remember stuff. Okay. Oh, we got to stop. I need you to finish this book as soon as possible, so don't do any work today. And just let's stop this podcast. You can listen to it in the car. But
so I can shift gears here because I listened to the first book of Bio of a Space Tyrant.
I want to listen to that, by the way, but every time I ask you for a book, you're like on Audible, and I'm like, damn it. Damn your
actual buying. Well, I tried to find it, and I found a torrent. I didn't say that. But it's, like, incomplete.
He found it. He just didn't download it because that's illegal.
I mean, I found it. I found one, and it's, like, not... It's, like, cut cleanly across every file is a piece missing. And I'm like, this is... Okay, if you want to crack down on torrents, guys, this is how you do it. You introduce something where not everything is missing one little crucial fucking piece.
Well, they did do that. So, did you... I watched a top 10 video the other day because Amy's sister and her fiance always just, like, love YouTube. And so, they, like, watch these top 10 things. And one of them was top 10... things programmed in the game to if like to fuck with you if you have a pirated version.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, that those is awesome. So like
awful.
Serious Sam, there's like one of them where if you they figure out you have a pirate version, this invincible enemy comes and stops you from being able to complete levels. It's just like so trolly, it makes me laugh so much. I'm trying to remember some of the other ones.
One of them
now.
I know wipes your save file.
See, the ones that I like are the ones that make it really difficult. Like, there's an Earthbound one. If you got a pirated version of Earthbound, every single character attacks you. Like, every single person or entity in the game attacks you. So, you have to... If you want to get through it, you can. But it's, like, super mega nightmare mode. Because you have to fight through every person in the game. And there's a, like, weird thing that happens at the end where... You have to do something very specific to get through the final boss fight, and if you don't, it'll just start you over.
Yeah, that's one that nukes your game file, I think. Mm-hmm.
And then there's one like in like Crysis where you shoot chickens. If you have a pirated game, you can only shoot chickens out of your guns, and they do no damage. So you have to kill everybody with your melee, like with your punching. And so you can beat it, right? But it's super duper hard to do it. But you get to shoot chickens, so it's kind of fun, I guess. That's I was funny. Like, oh my god, this is so cool. Like, so you're right, like. And if you wanted to troll people, just, like, look at how, like, the torrent's broken up and just, like, you know, make one of those, like... I don't know. How do they build the torrent file?
I feel like... I can talk about this, because torrents are legal. It's just what you download from them that's illegal.
I mean,
the torrent technology is completely...
If we get in trouble for talking about torrents, like, probably bigger than we think.
Torrent technology is a perfectly legal and reasonable thing. I download software, legal software through torrents sometimes, because it allows bank servers to reduce their bandwidth, The way a torrent works is a file is broken up into a bunch of different chunks, discrete chunks that you can transmit individually, like sort of, I don't know exactly the chunking methodology, but they cut them into chunks, right? So usually it's a zip file or something, and they cut it into chunks. And then you...
oh my God, you're right. Justin wasn't his uncle. Holy shit.
You identify, you tag them as to which one's which, and then you basically go out and you say to a peer pool, hey, I need this file, who's got chunks? And then basically people come back and like, I've got this chunk, well, I've got this chunk, and you're like, all right, okay, you give me these, you give me those, and they're all talking back and forth. And then basically it's a way to maximize your download speed without destroying the upload speed of a server somewhere, because everyone's just using a little bit.
Yeah,
it's actually a fantastic like peer-to-peer concept.
It's really great. Like torrent, the idea of torrents, like what you're saying, is why I liked it so much as a, like a concept.
And
it's
so,
like, oh wow, that sounds really efficient.
If
like, easy,
only one person had a full copy of whatever thing it is that you're trying to download, mm-hmm. and that person disconnected before everyone got the last piece, whatever the last piece was from them, which could be like everybody because you start from different parts of the file, right? So like it's somewhat random. So. You may have a person who's like, oh, I need this last piece. So I was like, well, I need the third piece. And then they're sharing back and forth. So if there's the originator of some file or the last person to have a complete copy just buggers off, then whatever pieces the other peers didn't have altogether is missing. So each person may have like slightly less than a third, but altogether they have everything minus one piece.
Mm-hmm.
So until we get that one last piece, it doesn't matter how many more people connect because it'll never, ever, ever.
Which is also the, like, that's one of the things I hate about, like,
that's the downside.
Torrent sites or, like,
yeah.
things like that.
But, of course, we only use this for legal distribution.
Sure.
Of things like software bundles from Ubuntu.
That thing, he said.
Actually, if you download that stuff, if you download Ubuntu's ISO or any Linux distro from legit torrents, like, it is annoyingly fast. I have pegged my internet speeds.
Pegged them?
Like, you can't do anything else. Because it's maxing out your download. Like, remember how in the 90s and in the early uh-ohs, people, like, when they were watching, like, streaming videos,
sure.
they would, like, you couldn't go to the internet on your other computer on the same network?
I wasn't aware about that, but because, like, I don't know. I guess I was the one doing that.
Yeah.
Not the one, like, having the repercussions.
You'd be using up all the bandwidth. Well, Because bandwidth is finite. Well, that got harder, you fucker.
Who is this asshole?
I don't know, but I'm going to burn his car down.
Whoa. You should just push his car out of the way with your car since your car was a V8.
V8!
Still people in the world that haven't seen the movie.
Really? That's impressive. Well, so anyway, yeah, so that's... So it's funny, like, I've downloaded a whole, like, DVD ROM, like, DVD ISO of a Linux distro on a torrent in, like, a couple of minutes, I think, like maybe 5 minutes, just not even, just, like, shit, okay. Like,
oh my god.
Because there's all kinds of just people hanging out, like.
Your computer's just a little bit hot, more hot.
Yeah. The keepers are white hot.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, you're awesome.
I even had a backup story in case that didn't go anywhere. We'll save it for next time.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
Spitting in the stream of consciousness. Kyle's waving.
I'm waving at you.